Fantasy sports are the perfect fusion of imagination, fan passion, and money.
FanDuel has definitely changed my Sundays. It's made it a lot more interesting.
FanDuel's one-week fantasy football leagues are paying $75 million a week with immediate cash payouts and no commitment.
I've deposited a total of $35 on FanDuel and won over $2 million.
Just choose a league, pick your team, and get your cash winnings after Monday night.
It's like the best adrenaline rush ever.
Players bet on the performance each week of their fantasy teams with real players. The fantasy fans are so numerous they fit in no stadium, and the money from betting on these fantasy teams has become the most real part of the fantasy craze. $1 million payouts, $1 billion payouts. And because fantasy sports fall into a gray area of high-stakes gaming, fantasy has sucked dollars away from the gambling world into what is a legal and essentially unregulated world of legal sports betting. With billions on the line, it was perhaps only a matter of time before the temptation to rig the gaming would produce some allegations of fraudulent practices. In this case, there are reports that early release of betting, or what are called ownership patterns, may have given some experienced fantasy players a huge advantage in picking long shots and pro athletes whose performance would produce massive payouts on any given Sunday, or whatever sports you're involved in fantasy sports. With more is Chris Grove, editor of LegalSportsReport.com. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Which group is at the center of these allegations here? Which fantasy group?
I think it's important to note that these allegations are not really centered around one particular action or incident so much as they are a conversation about the broader attitude that the major operators have in terms of protecting this competitively sensitive data. Who has access to the data? What are the internal processes for controlling access and distribution of the data? And what happens when the data is released in a way that is inappropriate? How does the industry react to that? Those are the questions that people are asking on the heels of this incident. And those are the questions that are revealing a broader issue within this industry, an issue where you do have a generally unregulated industry that simply doesn't have the wherewithal to produce satisfactory answers to those questions.
Would you say that this is equally applicable to DraftKings or FanDuel?
I'd say that's equally applicable to any daily fantasy sports operator, because you have a situation where there simply isn't an independent oversight of this industry. And at the point at which you don't have independent oversight, you're not going to have credibility when these issues arise.
Now, the old wire scam back in the stock market or horse racing days would go like this. You'd basically have somebody who was between the actual wire results of the race and a sort of set up casino looking horse race operator, where you'd place your bets and the results of the real race would come in seconds before the race was posted in this fake casino. And because they had advance notice of the outcome, they could manipulate the bets going in and make a heck of a lot of money. In this case, because the data happens really, really fast, there are lots of places in the chain where you can have advance information on what's possibly going to be the payout. You don't get definitive information, but you get a lot of different information at different times. Many different opportunities to do insider training, yes?
Exactly. And as you said, this isn't a situation where someone can know the outcome prior to the outcome occurring. So it is fundamentally different on that level. But with daily fantasy sports, you're talking about what is essentially a parimutuel wagering system. It's players wagering against players. And anytime you have that kind of environment, access to perfect information or anything close to perfect information about how the field is playing is going to be incredibly valuable to you as a participant in that field.
So the sort of primitive assumption of rigging fantasy sports would be that somebody gets to, you know, Tom Brady and has him throw a game and that produces some huge payout to somebody. But in fact, that's not what's going on here at all. And in fact, what you're doing here is getting a sense for what the trends are. And if everybody's going for a certain set of athletes and very few people are going for this other set of athletes and they perform reasonably well, all of a sudden you're going to get paid a heck of a lot more than you would if you'd bet with everybody else.
Exactly. And there's also the issue of we're not clear on what level of granularity people within the companies have access to data on. So there's also the possibility that you could, for example, examine the lineups of historically successful players, and that would be valuable information to someone who's competing in daily fantasy sports as well.
And do the regulations, if they are ever going to exist, have to require that this data is only available at certain points after contests have begun or after all contests are over or maybe never available?
I think that there's definitely going to need to be a very specific articulation of how this data is handled, who has access to it, and what form they have access to it in. Because the current situation largely has arisen out of the fact that those policies don't seem to exist or don't seem to be enforced at any meaningful level, at least within one operator. And it's difficult for me to believe that that operator is the exception and not the rule.
And the scary thing here before we go is there's a geek factor here. It's about sports, but it's also about the data.
It's all about the data.
And people who love to play and mess around with data have as much fun as if they're just a regular football fan.
Exactly.
All right, Chris Grove, thanks so much.
I appreciate you having me on.
Chris Grove writes at LegalSportsReport.com. He's talking about possible reports of insider trading within fantasy sports. Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
Your salary may fall far short of your fantasy, but maybe the worker right next to you is getting paid some unbelievable sum. Should everyone know what everyone else is making?
This is Jody Pinion from Charlotte, North Carolina. I think salaries should be more transparent. All this secrecy is what led to all these problems to begin with. Who makes what? Who makes more? Even the executives getting ridiculous bonuses. It should all be out there.
This is Mark Mannheimer. I'm calling from Bradford, Massachusetts. I teach for a state college, and everyone's salaries are publicly published every year. It never ceases to amaze me how much more administrators are paid than faculty, so I guess that's not surprising. The advantage of full public disclosure of salaries would highlight the gender discrepancies that, of course, should not exist.
Orem, Utah, pay should be transparent. Everyone will flip out at first, then we'll all be better off. Market systems rely on information, and the more information, the better. 877-8-MY-TAKE is our number. Much more at thetakeaway.org.